Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots across the American Redoubt and outside the wire in the occupied zones, and to those of you in the other free zones as well. Thank you for being with us. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday,
yes,
where the truth of God is black and white. And after such a nice weekend and rest and reprieve with a fantastic Saturday.
That was just
great Bible study.
Blessing.
And spent the whole day just listening to really excellent sermons. And boy, it just, that just makes all the difference in the world, doesn't
it? Yes, it does. Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. That's the whole purpose.
Right.
Is to, you know, recharge your batteries and get back in the Word and unplug from the world.
Yep, that's right.
Which we desperately need right now, but the world is continuing on. We're watching tomorrow, apparently, according to Trump, the DA, Soros-backed district attorney in New York, is supposedly going to be arresting Trump on a misdemeanor charge. Absolutely, I mean, I've not seen this. I can't believe this is happening in America. This is something that we would expect under Stalin's Soviet Union.
Oh, definitely.
This level of political rivalry and arresting your political opponents. You know, this is so Soviet era. It's not even America.
Well, exactly. And I've got this little bit of information here that describes that last year, Hillary Clinton quietly settled a campaign finance violation over reporting the Steele dossier funding as legal services.
Yes.
And all she had to do is she paid a fine and was never arrested.
Right.
And so, oh, yeah, nothing to see here,
folks. We have
to
arrest Trump.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
They need the photo op. They need the photo op of him in handcuffs, preferably in an orange jumpsuit if they can. They're trying to project the image that he's a criminal and therefore unfit for service in any office, much less the presidency in 2024. And that is what this is all about. And, like Musk said and several others, if they go through with this, they pretty much guaranteed a 2024 victory for Trump.
Well, exactly, because they've gone so far away from the law. You can't even, there's absolutely no way they're going to be able to get out of this whole Department of Justice being weaponized in such a pathetic way.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's shameful.
It is. It's almost like trying to indict somebody for not having their socks correctly folded in their top drawer. You know what I mean?
If they can make that a crime, you know, that's what Stalin's top guy said. He says, find me the man and I'll find the crime. Show
yes.
me the man and I'll find the crime.
Right.
And that's what I meant, the Soviet-era tactics. And look what's happening in the world with the ICC, the International Criminal Court now, putting out an arrest warrant for Putin.
Right.
The court, the high court in Brazil, calling for the arrest and criminal charges against Bolsonaro.
Right.
If he doesn't return to Brazil by, you know, by the end of April. And, or maybe it's by April. But these shenanigans are, they're worldwide. The globalists are on a rampage.
Oh, yeah. They've completely gone nuts. And as far as, like, asking for the total Gaddafi lineup, I mean, that was on our Telegram channel. And I was saying, okay, well, so there's the first arrest being called for, which is Trump. And then, of course, Putin comes right along after him, and I said, "Wow! Now all we need is the arrest warrant to go out for Bolsonaro, and we've got the complete lineup of every leader
there
on the planet that doesn't want to be part of the UN or the WEF,
right.
And so they're going to try to Gaddafi all three of these people and just railroad them into. Well, I mean, all you have to do is watch the Gaddafi documentary.
Oh, yeah, exactly, precisely." And all the way. I mean, they would kill each one of these three if they could. If they can get away with it, they're going to kill him.
Exactly. And especially if they keep bringing these false, phony charges of things that have already been dismissed.
Right.
And cases that have already been basically taken care of and wrapped up, you know, especially yes. with Trump. And so then the fact that they think that they can put out an arrest warrant for Putin and have him do anything other than laugh.
Right.
I mean, really, are they really going to try to actually go into Russia and apprehend him? I think not.
Right.
What kind of a... Right. That's just stupid shenanigans, them acting like they're going to be tough when all they're doing is actually trying to provoke a war. They want everybody to get out there and fight so that they can nuke the population and get the population down to the numbers they want it to be.
I saw somewhere where someone said that because they've been forming this alliance with South Africa, you know, China, Russia, and South Africa have been doing these military drills, and Putin was supposed to be going to South Africa. And someone said that South Africa, according to this international court, would be obligated to arrest Putin. You watch South Africa try to arrest Putin.
No kidding.
And watch how fast Russia annihilates. Already, they're a joke. Everything's a joke. Their infrastructure, their government, their military. It would be like stomping on a kindergarten. You know, it would be just brutal.
Yeah, it would be ridiculous. and for them to act like they're going to pull that kind of thing as if they have any leverage. It's just a joke.
Yeah.
Well, and then plus the fact that the Manhattan District Attorney's office apparently is in utter chaos right now.
Oh, I can imagine.
Because only about half of their office even wants anything to do with this. Everybody else is saying, no, we're not going to do this.
Right.
Right. Well, so there's a couple different people that had good ideas about things that we ought to do that are short of going out there and being set up by FBI.
Right.
You know, false protesters that are going to be violent and do something dumb and then do another J6 roundup.
Right.
But so one of the good ideas was that everybody should just flat out call the DA's office. And I have that. Well, lo and behold, I have that phone number here.
Imagine that.
Hmm. So that phone number, if you feel like calling the Soros-backed DA's office in Manhattan, please do so. That phone number is 212-335-9000. Again, if you're reaching for your pen and paper, that phone number is 212-335-9000.
There you go.
And just give him an earful. That is just, that's, you know.
Don't make any threatening phone calls.
Yeah.
It'll come back to us.
Yeah. Well, you can just say that's a perfect waste of time.
This is egregious. This is politically motivated. Everybody sees through it.
Yep. And the good thing is that McCarthy, House Speaker McCarthy, has already joined with other outraged Republicans in attacking any indictment of former President Donald Trump.
Yes.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying that it's time to subpoena them, and that it's no wonder that just as soon as they get all of the proof of Hunter and Joe's
and it's rolling
banking
in.
Deals with China. As soon as they got all their proof ready, which they do, they've got it ready to go.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden they want to quick arrest Trump.
Bright shiny thing, look over here.
Yep.
Pay no attention to Biden and Hunter behind the curtain.
Yep, right. Exactly. Well, so that is, we've got more to cover with clips from Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes, we do. We've got a lot of stuff to cover.
Yeah, boy, tons. And quite the weekend. And so let's get to the word of the day, which is phenomenal and so perfect for today. I probably can't even describe it. Okay, so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Psalm 83 that reads, "Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace, and do not be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered ones. They have said, 'Come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more.' For they have consulted together with one consent. They form a confederacy against you. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and Hagrites, Gebal, Ammon and Amalek, Philistia and the other inhabitants of Tyre. Assyria also has joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot, Selah. deal with them as with Midian, as with Sisera, as with Jabin at the brook Kishon, who perished at Endor, who became as refuse on the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeeb, yes, all their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, let us take for ourselves the pastures of God for a possession. O my God, make them like the whirling dust, like the chaff before the wind, as the fire burns the woods, and as the flame sets the mountains on fire. So pursue them with your tempest, and frighten them with your storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and dismayed forever. Yes, let them be put to shame and perish, that they may know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, are the most high over all the earth.
Yeah.
And that's it.
There you go. That's pretty cool. That's God's promise.
Yes, it is.
To Israel. You know, there's been a lot of discussion right now and seen a real increased tempo among Christians as far as, you know, this anti-Jewish, anti-Israel sentiment.
Right.
That is like a cancer. And it's not to say that, a lot of globalist agendas and things like that aren't, you know, led or carried out by Jews, but is carried out by people from all walks of life.
Right.
And God's got a special covenant with his people. And make no mistake about it, the Jews are his people. And even when they act up and rebel, which they have a history of doing, God has a history of correcting them. And that's what the tribulation coming up is all about. It's redeeming Israel back to himself and to Christ. They will actually come to Christ.
Right. And I just have to go ahead and compare them to the United States again, because all of this from Psalm 83 also applies to us right now. And as we know, there's nothing new under the sun. And so it doesn't really even matter which group of people, all the same stuff is going to continue to happen over and over, because that's just human nature. Right.
Well, he blesses you, builds up your nation,
that's right.
And you glorify him and you prosper, and then you rebel.
Yes.
It's a familiar pattern.
Somebody completely throws God under the bus,
right.
And then they have to turn around and get stomped by their enemies and start all over again.
Right.
And like it says here, all of the nations that it listed, all of those are actually on the eastern border of Israel. And so when it's describing in verses 9 through 12 with the phrase, deal with them, the psalmist recalls past victories of Israel that are recorded in Judges 4, 5, 7, and 8, who were led by Deborah and Gideon. And so some of those stories are some of the greatest stories in the Bible. You and I just love Gideon. And so this is what they're talking about with them. But when they're referring to in verse 3 and 4, where they said, they have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. That's exactly what all the leftists are doing with America right now.
Oh, yeah. And Israel. They want to wipe us out. They want to make America go away. Get it out of the way.
Right.
It is the major stumbling block. And like we've said many times, it's the bright, shining city on the hill that is the hope of people around the world.
That's right.
You know, they're all looking to, people around the world grieved when they saw Trump's election stolen and they saw who was getting put in place.
Yep.
And what that would mean. And we're seeing it. We're seeing economically, we're seeing major decline very quickly. We're rushing toward World War III, more instability.
Yep. And we have the equivalent of another major U.S. city in illegal immigrants that are like in the tune of 5 million people, and we don't even know who they are.
Well, not exactly. And many of those are coming from China as well.
That's right.
It's like a 950% increase. I've got the stats here. I'll pull it up, get the exact number. But there's more video of people, American citizens on the border encountering groups of Chinese military-age males and females. They look like CCP spies.
They do. They're not grubby. They're not in dirty clothes. They're in very fine leather, black, I might add, fine black leather. They do. They look like regular Chinese spies out of a movie.
They do. They all look like agents.
Yep.
Yep. And all trim, and they look like they've come from pretty good lifestyles.
Oh, yes.
You know, not like they're fleeing for their lives from persecution.
Right.
This is an insertion.
Yep.
Saboteurs being inserted ahead of the ground war.
That's right. And they're just, laying low till somebody gives them the order?
Sure.
You know, and so, boy, this is absolutely nuts.
It's maddening to watch, that's for sure.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you for that. But that's a really cool scripture, though. What was the exact verses again?
It was all of Psalm 83, verses 1 through 18. It was very short, but it's succinct and describes what we're doing right now.
Yeah, yes,
it does. What's being done to us, rather.
Yep, those principles apply to us.
Yep.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by Jesus Appears, helping you to get rapture ready for the return of our King, which is coming up so quickly. So don't be left behind. Learn more about that and what it might mean to you at jesusappears.com. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, and we'll be back right after these messages. Stay there.
Therefore, propaganda is vastly more important in democratic societies.
In recognizing a communist, physical appearance counts for nothing. If he openly declares himself to be a communist, we take his word for it. If a person consistently reads and advocates the views expressed in a communist publication, he may be a communist. If a person supports organizations which reflect communist teachings, or organizations labeled communist by the Department of Justice, she may be a communist. If a person defends the activities of communist nations while consistently attacking the domestic and foreign policy of the United States, she may be a communist. If a person does all these things over a period of time, he must be a communist. But there are other communists who don't show their real faces, who work more silently.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment 2 brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And you can learn more at the website prepping2-0.com. And also, we're grateful for our commercial sponsors. We have a few of them, and they help offset some of the cost. But really, overwhelmingly, we are listener-supported. So if you guys want to help keep us on the air, and you appreciate what we do every day, and it's a blessing to you, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, click on Donate to RFR, and just consider $5 or $10 a month, $20 a month, anything that won't set you back or dig into everything. It's hard for everybody. We understand that. But if you're able to and you have the means and want to keep us on the air, then we appreciate you supporting us. All right. Lady Liberty, segment 2 here. Oh, also, I pulled up this stat, and this is from Police Frequency. And they're getting their information from the Border Patrol. They're saying in the RGV sector, Chinese nationals illegally crossing the border is up 920% compared to last year.
Oh, yikes.
And of course, this is a cash cow for the cartels because they pay $30,000 a head to be smuggled across the border.
Oh, my gosh.
And this Griff Jenkins report had 5 of them on video claiming not to speak English. But he asked if we were from China. He says, yes, China. Oops, you just spoke English. But Maybe that's all they know.
But, well, oh no, actually, it's actually $50,000 per Chinese person, $30,000 per Iranian, and $10,000 to $15,000 for anyone from South America.
Yeah, I've seen those figures as well, and probably depends on. I'm sure they can negotiate it. I'm sure they can find smugglers that'll cost $50,000, and some will take $30,000.
Right.
But the bottom line is, the Chinese nationals sneaking into the U.S. bring top dollar, and there are a ton of, it's up 920% from last year.
Well, and plus they're working with the cartels anyway because of all the fentanyl. They're producing all the fentanyl, and the cartels are bringing it across, killing, what was it last year, 100,000 Americans
right.
alone. And so, oh my gosh, it's just, this is an invasion, and this is, you know, this is basically looking like the fall of Rome.
Exactly, with the Carthaginians coming in and bringing drugs with them as well, you know,
well, right.
fentanyl.
Yep.
Here's my $30,000 to get me smuggled in. Here's $30,000 worth of fentanyl.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, so I've got a great couple of clips here that were posted by
yes.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, because as you could imagine, she seems to be the most major one in Congress with spine. And
yes.
especially when it comes to Trump, she will stand up for him. And so she, on her Telegram channel, she mentioned, as soon as we subpoena banking records and reveal over $1 million paid to the Bidens from China, just the start of our investigation directly into Joe Biden's influence peddling and corrupt business dealings with foreign countries, Democrats rush into panic mode and roll out arrest Donald Trump.
Yes, of course.
Right. And so, you know, it's, and then she said, how many feds or federal assets are in place to turn protests against the political arrest of President Trump into violence?
Yep, that's exactly what they're hoping for.
Right. And so, yeah, exactly. That is what they're hoping for. And so, I've got this great clip here from her. And so go ahead and listen to what she has to say now.
We're going after the Biden family bank records. And we are going to be exposing their real crimes and corruption and business deals in foreign countries. You know, they always blame President Trump and the Trump family, and they have persecuted them, ruined their name, and they keep dragging them into court to the point where they want to arrest President Trump. Well, let me tell you something. We're coming after the Biden family, except there's a big difference. We actually have proof, and we are looking forward to rolling that out. And I can't wait to see where that goes, because you know what I've always said, Steve. I've said impeach Joe Biden from day one.
Yeah, exactly. Impeach him, get him out of office, then prosecute him.
Exactly. And she also posted this great little compilation that actually NBC put the compilation together. And so she has it posted on her Telegram channel, and it's extremely, condemning. We'll just put it that way.
Yes.
Go ahead and listen now.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses.
President Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter's business associates while he was vice president.
Then Vice President Joe Biden had dinner with his son Hunter, along with Hunter's business associates from Ukraine, Russia, and Kazakhstan. And the day after the dinner, a Burisma executive sent a note to Hunter, quoting, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together."
Hunter's lucrative business dealings often included giving as much as 50% of his earnings to his dad.
The text read, quote, "I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary."
His son, Hunter, joining the then vice president on the official visit to Beijing. Unknown to the press back then, Hunter Biden was forming a Chinese private equity fund, planning to raise money, including from Chinese investors. 10 days after the Biden's trip, Shanghai authorities issued the fund's business license.
And Hunter introduced me as, this is Tony, Dad, the individual I told you about that's helping us with the business that we're working on and the Chinese.
The email reads this way, quote, "At the moment, there's a provisional agreement that the equity will be distributed as follows. 10 held by Hunter for the big guy."
I 1,000% sit here and know that the big guy is referencing Joe Biden. I met with the former vice president in person multiple times.
A newly revealed text message shows Bob Alinsky was apparently warned by business partner James Gillier, Don't mention Joe being involved. It's only when you are face-to-face. I know you know that, but they are paranoid.
Chinese executives admitted to reporters that they were actually introduced to the vice president by Hunter Biden.
Hunter and the then vice president seen with a pair of Mexican billionaires. At the same time, Hunter had been working on energy deals in Mexico.
Joe Biden also had Hunter and his business partner fly on Air Force Two to Mexico.
His closest business partner, Hunter, has made at least 19 visits to the White House and other official locations, including a sit-down with then-Vice President Joe Biden in the West Wing.
There is photographic evidence of Biden on a golf outing with both his son, Hunter, and a man called Devin Archer, who was another member of the Burisma board.
We also know that Devin Archer in that picture had a meeting in the White House, one-on-one meeting with Joe Biden, about a week before they joined the Burisma board.
Wow. So that is extremely revealing, especially the part about Hunter and working with Mexican billionaires on energy deals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no wonder the Mexican president is throwing a fit right now because Marjorie Taylor Greene and Representative Crenshaw from Texas are working together to basically call in the military to fight off the cartels.
Right.
And so Mexican president threatens Republicans calling for the U.S. military to target the drug cartels. And he says the Mexican president threatens them. And his name is President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, and has threatened to start a public information campaign in the United States, which I beg your pardon,
right,
Mr. Obrador, you have no say.
That's
as
right.
to what happens this side of the border and what we do about our absolute invasion and open border.
Exactly. In fact, if you really want to get nasty about it, we could just go in and take 2 miles from the border in and call it a demilitarized zone,
yeah,
a buffer
right.
zone,
yep.
And it would be patrolled by Americans. And I mean, of course, you know, you can't legally do that. Well, you can do pretty much anything you want today.
Yeah.
So.
And so, you know, it's just interesting how this boils back down to Hunter and millions and millions of dollars associated with both he and his father,
yep.
at the same time that the presidential candidate for 2024 is being about ready to be charged with a fake, outdated misdemeanor charge. It's all for politics.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll see how that rolls out. It's going to be a very interesting week. Folks, keep the Republic in prayer. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.